This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Again, thank you so much for doing this. Have a great call tomorrow night on ESPN for the Caps and the Stars, and hopefully we'll get to talk to you again real soon.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm glad to hear that you have people in your life that think you're as loud and annoying as people in my life think I am. So that's good that we share that.
Well, I think they say a lot worse things about me than they do about you, Bob. But I appreciate you so much. Thanks for doing this.
Well,
safe travels, okay?
I appreciate it.
There you go. That is the great Bob Wischusen, ESPN. Again, ESPN's presentation of the Frozen Frenzy. All 32 NHL teams in action begins tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Triple header on ESPN, Penguins, Flyers. Bob will be on the call for the Cap Stars at 8:30. Only place you can watch it on television, of course. You can listen to it on the radio on 106.7 The Fan. And following at 11 o'clock, Kings and Stars, late night, plus the other 13 matchups and 26 teams in the ESPN app. And just too much to get into there. But I hope you can appreciate the whole Nick Mangold feeling and willing the Jets onto a tremendous, tremendous win. Thanks so much to Bob and as well Andrea over at ESPN PR. Really appreciate them making him available. All right, back in a flash for the other side. How can the Commanders win? We'll continue to talk about that. Take your calls at 301-230-0980 on the Team 980. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, once again, thanks to the great Bob Wischusen, ESPN. He'll be on the call for the Caps in stores tomorrow night, ESPN's Frozen Frenzy. 8:30 puck drop in Dallas against the Stars. Not going to be easy, obviously. It doesn't look like Dylan Strome will play, but day-to-day. Rasmus Sandin on IR, so he will not play. And I assume after the blowout loss the other night, the Capitals will be a little bit chippy tomorrow night. And honed in. And maybe Alex will get goal number 900. But as you heard Bob say, like, yeah, Capitals fans don't want to hear it from me. They want to hear it from Joe B. And he's right. He's not wrong. But Bob's great. And it just so happened that we had scheduled that last week before I even knew that he would be on the call of one of the better games in college football on Saturday, Vandy in Missouri. And as he mentioned, College Game Day, and he had never been to College Game Day in 21 years of calling games for ESPN.
Have you been to Game Day?
I have been right outside of it. Gotcha. At MetLife Stadium my first year doing Army-Navy. And then I think they had College Game Day there again outside of Gillette Stadium in Foxborough 2 years ago for Army-Navy. Outside of that, I don't recall ever being outside of it. Now, you went to Virginia Tech, right?
Yes, I did.
So they were at Virginia Tech a couple of times, I'm guessing, while you were there, right?
No, they were not.
They were not?
No, because I just graduated. So
Virginia Tech is
so
obviously. Brent Pry.
Brent Pry, but the guy before.
Oh,
him.
Before Brent Pry was. Why am I forgetting?
It was a game against Syracuse. Freshman year.
The guy from Memphis. The guy from
advisor now for the college football playoff.
Yeah, the guy from Memphis. What the hell was his name? He was at Memphis and he was a hot shot head coach, and everybody thought he was going to take the world by storm, and he sucked.
He was. I can't.
I got to look it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, the point being is, all right. So, because Game Day has been, they've never been at Maryland. I think that is still true. They've never been at Maryland. They've been to JMU a couple of times when Cignetti was there. Justin Fuente. I had him on the show a couple of times. How did I forget his name?
Yeah.
I met him one time. We had dinner, sort of. We were at a charity gala for Virginia Tech, and I was doing a live show from there. So he sat down for about a half an hour or so. Nice guy. What is he doing now?
He's on the board of advisors of the CFP.
Wow. Man, you want to talk about a star that ducked out pretty quickly. Whew. These guys got to get their money while they're at it, man. That's why you see these monster buyouts, Brian Kelly, James Franklin. Boy, is it going to be a college football palooza. Just a head coaching cycle, just insanity. All right, anyway, thanks to Wischusen for doing all that. Cap Stars tomorrow night. Just can you imagine I think he was in New York where he lives, or the New York area, I should say, on Friday, down to Nashville, Tennessee for College Game Day, the Vandy-Mizzou game, which started at 3:30. I presume he flew into Cincinnati late Saturday night for the Jets-Bengals call Flo is, I presume, back with the team or maybe on his own, gets home, sleeps in his bed for, you know, 6-7 hours, whatever it is, and then off to the airport again to fly to Dallas to call Cap Stars. Four cities at least. In beach, just insane. I could never do that. And he is near flawless. And it's so good. So anyway, thanks to Bob Wischusen under tough circumstances for doing that. All right, back to the Commanders. We go. So I mentioned the time of possession thing is huge. Obviously, it goes without saying, right? Now, listen, you can't have time of possession and not have the ability to cash that in for points. Meaning, if you're time of possessioning the Kansas City Chiefs for 33, 34, 35 minutes, which is what you minimum, I think you need 33 minutes, minimum. And ideally, you need like 37, 38 minutes. You can't walk away from that with 13 points or 16 points. And it's further problematic, you know, that Matt Gay, who's already inconsistent to begin with, is dealing with a back issue, who's added to the injury report, if you didn't see, over the weekend. Now, they have not called up or signed another kicker. I assume Matt Gay will kick tonight, and that was just precautionary. But don't know. Don't know how serious it is. Don't know how much of an effect it will have. But he's already shaky to begin with. The Commanders, the other component to, again, the 35-ish plus minutes of time of possession and converting it into points. Listen, it's one thing, like, you don't want to settle for all field goals, right? You don't want to walk away with 6 red zone trips somehow and 5 field goals and 1 touchdown. That's not what you want. An ideal combination of 3 and 3 would be great, right? If it's 6.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
But they have to walk away with points every chance they get. Every reasonable chance they get. Even if it is just field goals. Meaning they cannot have any missed field goals, bad snaps, you know, penalties that cost them points, whatever. That has to be the reality that they live in tonight. Otherwise, they will not have a chance to win this game. And obviously, again, it would stand to reason if they can operate well in the red zone right, regardless. And I do think they will be more aggressive on fourth down than even they are normally. They're 5 of 9 already on the year. Now, some of that means that you're going to fail on third down if you're going to go on fourth down. I'd rather them be successful on third down, by the way, than have to go for it on fourth down. But I would expect between, again, Matt Gay being a little bit banged up, certainly not trustworthy, and needing points, that if Dan Quinn gets to fourth down, and if it's, I don't know, say 40-yard line and the rest, meaning 60 yards of field territory, Dan Quinn's going to go for it on fourth down. Now, what I do not want to see Dan Quinn do is what some of these dum-dums do, which is go for it on fourth and one from his own 15. Let me just tell you, in advance, if he does that, I'm going to scream bloody murder. Please do not do that. Please do not refer to some stupid-ass chart with stupid-ass analytics that make no sense. Please do not listen to anybody that screams about that. You should not give the Chiefs the football at your 15-yard line because you think you're smarter than them and your chart says so and you went for it on fourth and inches from your own 15. Please do not do that. You're not good enough. You're not good enough. Please do not do that. I'll live, not like, live if he goes for it on fourth and one, fourth and two from his 40 and out, meaning on the Chiefs' side of the field the whole way, or even the Washington 40, I'll live with that. I won't like it. I'll live with it, regardless of the decision. Please do not do anything stupid like you see in the NFL and college football. I've seen Mike Vrabel do it. I've seen Dan Campbell do it. And they are two of the most aggressive coaches. I got it, and people live and die by the sword and all that stuff. You don't have to be stupid. You can be aggressive without being stupid. Don't be stupid. You're not good enough to execute in those spots. They are. You're not. You're not. Okay? Yesterday, Aaron Glenn went for it on fourth and one from his own 36-yard line, and they lost 2 yards. They got blown up. And they immediately, 4 or 5 plays later, gave up a touchdown run to Joe Flacco. They almost lost the game because of that decision. They got lucky, and maybe the Commanders would get lucky too, but I'm telling you in advance, don't do that. Don't be stupid. You can't be stupid. And speaking of stupid, in a football lingo, please don't take a ton of penalties. The Commanders have had 53 penalties for 429 lost yards. Now, opponents have had 56 for 459, but we saw the impact of penalties last week. On that first defensive pass interference, Marshon Lattimore doesn't get his head turned around. Clearly makes defensive pass interference. Dan Quinn says he used bad technique. I mean, I'm not a coach. I can tell you he used bad technique. And he gave the Cowboys basically a free touchdown. Cannot have that. Cannot have 3rd and 13 instead of 3rd and 3. Or 3rd and 6 or 7. Please. The false starts, the motion, the illegal shifts, the illegal man downfield wiping out a good screen game, or a Mariota RPO run, or read whatever. Again, they have 53 penalties on the year in 7 games. That's an average of basically 8 a game. To me, if the Commanders are going to have a chance to win this game, it's got to be 5 or less. They've got to play reasonably clean football. And one last one I'll throw out there, and I'll sprinkle in some more as we go along. The turnover margin. It is not good enough to just get 2 turnovers or 3 turnovers if you're going to turn the ball over once, twice, 3 times yourself. They have to win the turnover margin by +2 in order to have a real shot of winning this game. That means, hey, you force 3 takeaways, you don't turn the ball over more than once. You force 2 takeaways, they don't turn the ball over. You force 4 takeaways, all right, maybe that gives you a little bit of leniency, and you can turn the ball over twice. Mariota, remember that fumble he had against the Raiders? It was really the only blip on the offensive screen on the offense's radar, I should say, that day. But that was a big fumble at the time. That was early in the game. Remember, Bill has had a couple of fumbles. Obviously, Mariota had the big interception for the pick six last week as he was harassed and yanked down and pulled. And you can't have anything stupid like that. But they've got to win the turnover margin by plus two. Anybody can say, hey, win the turnover margin. Get some turnover. Yeah, okay. Thank you. Please. Don't insult my intelligence. Plus two, now we're talking. You take away the ball four, it gives you maybe an opportunity to turn the ball over once or twice and get away with it. But you can't have two takeaways and turn the ball over two or three times yourself. You will have no chance. It basically washes it out. So that's how I see this game. All right, let's get to you on the phones. Let's get to our guy Jeff in Vienna to kick things off here on a Monday. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing well, Chris. How are you?
I am doing good. Thank you for the buzz. Sorry about your Bengals yesterday, man.
Well, I'm doing as well as anybody who's a two-point home underdog to the Bears on Sunday can be doing.
Yeah, so, yeah. The Bears sucked, though, yesterday, too, so if there's any consolation.
Yeah, your thing about game day got me laughing while I was driving. My daughter, when she's at UGA, she had 8 game days.
Wow.
And after, like, the 5th one, she goes, I can't even be bothered to go anymore. She goes, I'm not getting up early and getting all outfitted and going to game day anymore.
To the point, right? It starts at 9 a.m. on the campus if they're on the East Coast or whatever, like Georgia is. You got to get out there, what, the night before or 4 or 5 in the morning to even have a chance to get somewhat close?
It wasn't that bad, but, you know, if you're in a sorority in the South, you got to get dressed up and made up to go to a football game. And that just wasn't going to work for her after a while.
You can't, meaning you can't just go looking like Ugga.
No, it's not like going to a, let's say, a local Big Ten team tailgate where kids walk around wearing almost next to nothing. You have to get made up. You have to decide your outfits on Monday or Tuesday and get made up and get ready to go. So,
I don't live in, Jeff. That's a world I don't live in.
Believe me, the first time I went to Parents Weekend and saw my daughter dressed like that after being at a Maryland tailgate, I was like, thank you, Lord, most definitely. But the real reason I called is I think I'm in a fan base that can kind of commiserate with what you were just talking about. You know, there's no margin for error. There's so much stupidity. People can't tackle. In the last 2 years, the Bengals have scored 38 points 4 times, and they're 1-3 in those games.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm still trying to process how they lost that game. I mean, I know how they did. And give credit to the Jets, but somehow they made Justin Fields look like a good quarterback. And then the weird play was the strung-out run. Breece Hall's running out of space, and then he just lofts one up. I mean, it absolutely should have been intercepted, right? And it would have been like, oh, my God, you guys are idiots for running a trick play in that spot and having a running back and da-da-da-da-da, and terrible throw. And the guy snatches it over the shoulders. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Well, believe it or not, DJ Turner, number 20, who was face guarding the guy for some reason, is our best defensive player, unfortunately. Mm. So, but I think tonight, you know, I have so much experience against playing the Chiefs, and actually we've beaten the Chiefs more often than we've lost to them. You're 100% right. You can't do anything wrong. And the other thing is, in Arrowhead, do you know who the referee is tonight?
Is it Alex Kemp? Or was that another game? I can't remember.
You have to be very, very careful because there are more calls that go their way than don't go their way.
Yes.
I know that's total loser talk.
Well, the right tackle jumps off sides every snap or false starts every snap, and they allow it. I mean, the NFL, again, the NFL is, again, consistently the dumbest sport in all the land, and yet it's the most successful.
Well, he's consistently lined up in the neutral zone is the bigger problem with that guy. And it's like Saturday night, I went to Toronto for the Yamamoto masterpiece, and I was sitting on the left field line, so I could only judge high and low. I couldn't judge inside or outside. I guess the home plate umpire just missed a whole ton of calls in that game, but none of the batters were really complaining, yeah. You know?
Wait, you went to Toronto for the World Series?
I did.
Look at you.
I've been to a lot of baseball games. I saw Tom Browning's perfect game, Tom Seaver's only no-hitter. That was probably the top five pitching performance I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, he was great. Yamamoto was tremendous.
That was super impressive. But good luck to you guys. I think if the line goes up to higher than 10, I might put a little sprinkle on the
Commanders. Yeah, I got it at 12.5, I think, when I locked it in. But maybe it was 12. I can't remember. But it's gone down.
It's gone down much, huh?
Yeah, it's gone down. Well, okay. Just because people think the Commanders will be able to hang in there with Terry and Debo back, and I think they can too. Not if they're going to play sloppy and commit again 8 or 9 penalties and constantly be in 3rd and 14. That's not going to work. That's not going to work.
Yeah, I agree that. When there's no margin for error, you cannot have errors. So good luck to all you guys tonight.
Gotcha,
definitely.
Jeff. Thank you. Glad you got to go to the World Series on Saturday night. You're awesome. That's a great little trip there that he made. Jeff in Vienna, big Bengals fan.
What he said about College Game Day is how I feel about Big Noon Kickoff as an Ohio State fan. Because I go to Columbus every year.
Ohio State fan, but you went to Virginia Tech.
Yes, for my for the broadcast school at Virginia Tech is top.
Okay,
five
how did you become an Ohio State fan? Did
my
you
dad
grow
went
up
there?
Okay,
yeah. So I've been going there since 2013. You know, won a game.
I mean, they have at least one College Game Day there every year.
Yeah, they do. I've been to several game days.
Yeah, whether it's Michigan or Penn State or whoever.
But Big Noon goes there. That goes there every single.
Well, yeah, because they have the Big Ten, mm-hmm. and that's what they put in that slot. Obviously,
we got Big Noon this week against 3 and 4 Penn State.
Big Noon is there. Okay.
Last year we had against Marshall. We had against Maryland.
I gotta be honest with you.
If you're gonna say I hate Big Noon, because I'm gonna agree with you.
It's not that I hate it. I have so little respect for the Barstool guy.
Thank you. Thank you.
They've just ruined any chance of keeping me.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I just abhor when ESPN does stupid crap like that. But, like, ESPN will add Will Compton and Tyler Luan, you know, with the bussing with the boys thing. They're at least football players. He is just a hateful clown. Period. Stop. End of sentence. Can't watch it. Can't support it.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't know ball. Period.
Well, that too. All right. More of your calls coming up in just a moment. Hang tight. Lap. We'll get to some others. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. More keys on how the Commanders can actually try and win this game coming up. All right, 2:30, so we're going to have a quick turnaround here. Actually, you know what, Wes? Let's blow out the trending alert. Can we do that?
Yeah.
I think we can delete that, so we can spend another moment or two here and then get back on track. Tonight's game, even if they lose, as long as they don't get humiliated and embarrassed, I think because everybody expects them to lose is not going to be met with the venom and the anger that the Bears loss, that the Cowboys loss did. The problem is 3 losses in a row and facing a short week to Seattle and then Detroit, you could very easily and very quickly find yourself at 3-7 and while you would not be eliminated from the playoffs at that point, mathematically, theoretically, and realistically, you would be. Because even if you run the table at 3-7 and you wind up with 7 wins in a row, which is very unlikely, and you wind up at 10-7, you have a chance. But 10-7 didn't get the Seahawks in last year. One, under the 17-game format, and two, they've already again lost to Atlanta, Chicago, Green Bay, Dallas, all teams, and theoretically you would have lost to Seattle and Detroit at this point, all teams that you're going to be chasing and jockeying for in terms of tiebreakers. So you'd have the tiebreaker advantage over almost nobody, because two of your wins came from the AFC, and the Giants obviously aren't going to be in that mix. So something to consider. I mean, if again, they lose tonight, it's understandable. Don't get humiliated. Don't get embarrassed. Fight your ass off. Battle tooth and nail. If it comes down to a bad call, a bad break, a bad whatever, a bad mistake, it's understandable. Understandable. It's a tough spot to be in. But if this is truly a brotherhood, if this is truly like a thing, you can be 3-5 and dig out of that. I don't know if you can be 3-7. And I, as a matter of fact, I don't think you can be 3-7. So it would be incumbent upon them to win one of the next two at this point if they lose tonight. But if you win tonight, who knows? Maybe you can win two out of this three deathmatch gauntlet style and go into Madrid. Now, you can't take the Dolphins lightly because of what they did yesterday. Speaking of that, we'll get to the rest of the NFL as we go along halfway home here on a Monday. Let's take another quick timeout, get back on track, and we'll get to your calls in just a sec. Hang tight. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. On the Team 980. Streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. All right, good to have you with us. 237, Team 980 on a Monday afternoon. Count you up until 4 o'clock. The DOC will be aboard then, 4 to 6:30, then Terps preseason basketball. I think against UMBC, I believe. Yeah, UMBC in an exhibition game at 6:30. Pre-game coverage for the Commanders. Chiefs will be over on the Fan at 6:30 with Linnell and Denton Day from Honor Brewing. So you can check that out there. We're with you until 4 o'clock. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. So, again, we've already talked about the time of possession thing, right? But, again, more importantly, you need to get points out of every opportunity that you can that's reasonable, right? Nobody would expect if you take over, you know, if you get a turnover in your own red zone, right, and you take over at the 10-yard line, nobody would expect that you're automatically going to go on a 90-yard run, on a 90-yard drive. Now, you can. It's not impossible. It's not illegal to do that, but nobody's going to expect that. But every reasonable opportunity, when I say reasonable opportunity, I don't mean, like, here's what I mean. There was a drive a couple of weeks ago. I forget which game it was, Atlanta, L.A. I don't remember. Maybe it was Chicago. I think it was Chicago. They got a drive that started elsewhere, but because of a penalty, they got a first and 10 at Chicago's 39-yard line. And then they did diddly poo after that. And they didn't even get a field goal attempt out of it. Not even a field goal attempt. Never mind a field goal. A field goal attempt cannot have any of those drives. None. None. Five or less penalties. And obviously the yardage associated with those penalties can't be of the 35, 40, 45-yard variety like we had last week. Cannot be. You can't have any collisions. Please don't collide with each other. I mean, is it too much to ask? I mean, we're talking about simplifying calls and this, that, and the other thing. And, let's simplify the calls and game plans and blah, 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 blah. Marshawn Lattimore and Quan Martin cannot run into each other anymore. Please. If Bobby Wagner's got to cover Travis Kelce out in the flat, please, Bobby Wagner, I love you. Please do not run into Juju Smith-Schuster. You see where I'm getting at? These are the things that the Commanders have done so poorly this year that they're going to have to correct not one or two, four or five, six or seven of these things. Only chance they've got to win this game. AA Athens and Annapolis says Washington has a chance to win this game like Liddell Willingham has a chance for a date with Angel Reese. To say they have no chance at all. Let's get to Lap next up on the Team 980. What's up, Lap? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Rooster? How's it going, bro?
What's going on, Lap?
Yeah, man. You know, you hit it, you know, on the nose, man, you know, with all your points, man. I just want a sense of urgency, man. I want to see them fight, man, and compete, scratch and claw, man. Like, and remember I had said this weeks ago, it's always so many opportunities in the first half than it is the second half. But the teams that we lost, it was so many opportunities in the first half that we didn't take advantage of, you know, scoring or getting stops. The game was a lot more closer than it usually is in the second half of some of these games we've been getting killed in. But we got to take advantage of that first half, man.
Yeah.
Have some pride, man. Have some pride and compete. And they're already not giving us a chance. Everybody's picking against us.
Right. Well, to your point, Lap, right, they started reasonably okay. I mean, they gave up the first touchdown drive in Dallas, right? But then they bounced right back with the safety, and then the touchdown built off of the good field position off the safety, right? And you're up 8-7. Then you try a stupid two-point conversion. Zach Ertz misses a block. Yeah. And it almost seemed like the game never got into, like, a comfort zone after that, right? They only had 15 points at the half. Again, two of those were from the safety. Seven of those were from advantageous field position because of the safety, so on and so forth. Like, they need, if they're going to have a chance to win this game, I don't know, 18-ish points in the first half. And, like, to your point, a fast start. Like, try and take that crowd out of it. Try and see, like, maybe you could keep the Kansas City Chiefs to 3 points midway through the second quarter. And then even if they score a touchdown, okay, they're the Chiefs. They're a better organization. They're a better everything than you. But, I mean, if you can kind of create a little seed of doubt, maybe you can hang in there and go punch for punch into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you're right. I think Dallas' receiving core is, to me, is better than the Chiefs. But overall, they're just a better team. Yeah, they're a better team. So I just think, like I said, it's got to be a sense of urgency. And, you know, some of these teams that the Chiefs have struggled in, like even last year, we can't never get those opportunities when a team makes mistakes or whatever, when the Chiefs is, like, just look out of it or they have a brain fart for, like, some plays. If we could get those opportunities, bro, we got to take advantage of it. If they make mistakes and we got an opportunity to force a turnover, but we have to score on the other end, man. So whatever one sets the tone first, we got to feed off that energy, whether it's the defense or the offense.
But totally agree.
Dan Quinn's got a coach, man. Yeah, he's got a coach. He can't look how he looked in the playoffs. Looked when he was, you know, with the Falcons, man, because I know that look. We can't look like he looked in the Green Bay game. We looked clueless. He can't look like that against his team, man. So he's got to coach his butt off, too. So we'll see, man. But I'm excited, man, and hopefully we got a chance, man, and make it a game, man.
All right, thanks, Lap. Appreciate you. Hope hope they hang in there and give themselves a shot. Appreciate it. Wes, I can't get to that, so you're going to have to help me. Sorry. Let's get to Stevie Ray in Baltimore next up on the Team 980. Stevie Ray, how are you?
Good, my friend. Good. Out here mowing my lawn on a beautiful October afternoon.
Wait, you're mowing your lawn as you're on the radio, or are you taking a break? How is this working?
I'm taking a break, okay, dude. You wouldn't be able to hear me.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say you have the world's quietest lawnmower.
It's pretty quiet. It's electric, but you know, it's
I was going to say, Stevie
loud.
Ray,
with
you,
using
with,
scissors,
Chris. Using scissors. I was going to say, Stevie Ray, with your budget, you know, and your bank account, I was thinking that maybe you had the world's quietest lawnmower, that soundless lawnmower. I was thinking if there was anybody in our listening audience that have a soundless lawnmower.
Hybrid.
It was hybrid. It would be Stevie Ray.
That's it. My soundless lawnmower would be me not mowing it and having somebody else do it.
There you go.
That would be me.
That's always nice.
All right. On tonight's game, I pretty much I'm with you got to be a pragmatist. You got to realize that we're not only terrible right now; we're beat up to hell and back. But they are getting everybody back, so we're not only one of the worst teams in the league. They're probably the best team in the league right now. So the combination just doesn't work out. In my opinion, I'd say they're sitting Daniels. It's fine. If it looks like we're going in the wrong direction, sit Debo, sit McClure, sit everybody, and have a healthy team going next week against Seattle, and let's try to make the run for the playoffs starting against the Seahawks next Sunday. Like you said, here's the thing. If I'm playing on the team and I'm Wagner, right? I'm going to be out there giving it everything I got, even though I may be slow and I'm having problems. You can't say Wagner doesn't try every single play. And he's going to expect that from every single player out there. So what we need to see is leadership bring up these players that are trying to show something, and this is the game where they could get in there and they could start showing something. Something like what's the linebacker's name who's coming in for Wagner once in a while?
Oh, Jordan McGee.
Help me out.
Yeah, Jordan McGee.
McGee. Something like that. So let's see what he's got. You know, Armstrong is out. Somebody's going to have to take his spot. Let's see what we can get out of somebody to make this stretch run. Offensively, well, the other thing too, as I said, I've also said, this team is not good enough to make mistakes. If they're going to beat Kansas City, it's got to be a mistake-free game. Almost no penalties, and I mean no penalties, no holding penalties, no offsides, no stupid stuff, no letting them drive down to the 5-yard line and holding them to a field goal, then turning off and jumping offsides. Like Sanders still did a couple of weeks
ago. Yes.
You know, those sorts of things.
Oh,
you cannot
great point.
Do those sorts of things.
Well, they got away with that in Los Angeles because, you know, the Charger offensive line was beat to hell. Because they got the turnovers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.